Well, yeah, we don't have enough time to get into all the intricacies of this. It's pretty a really crazy thing that's unfolding here. But the Cliff Notes version is when Boise State, as everybody knows, joined the Mountain West, their agreement was we want to have our TV games sold separately as a separate package, and we want to get the revenue from those games. And so the first couple of years they did that. Then in 2016 they switched the bonus system around and just said, okay, we'll give you guys a flat fee, $1.8 million, and everybody else is going to split the pot. And Boise State still gets one of those shares. So the last couple of years, Boise State got, you know, $1.1 million from the regular share and then $1.8 from the bonus. In short, now that the new deal is giving everyone's share $3.9 now, I believe it is, Boise State went to Craig Thompson and said, well, we think that our bonus should now be equal to, you know, proportionally to what it was before. So we shouldn't only be getting $1.8 if, you know, we should be getting more than the 3.9 to even things out. And so Commissioner Thompson apparently went along with it and said, you know, let's bring it to the board in 2 weeks. And then they get to the board meeting, and the only thing that was proposed was getting rid of the $1.8 million altogether moving forward. And Boise State was kind of looking, you know, like, what's going on here? And so they kind of got blindsided. And in Boise State's contract, it clearly says that no vote of the conference can cancel their agreement, and the agreement basically has no end date. So I don't know if they're going to get the more than the 1.8 moving forward that they feel they're entitled to, but at minimum they're going to get the 1.8. and so the conference, I guess, tried to see if they didn't think Boise State would challenge it and try to just take it away, because all the other conference presidents don't think it's fair. But it's in writing and it's legal, and there's not much they can do about it. So I'll be curious to see what happens here. But Boise State, at least to get the 1.8 they've been getting, has a what would appear to be a really strong case, because it's pretty clear in writing in their contract.
I guess you kind of answered my question already, because I was going to say, is this actually spelled out in writing? Because if not, it looks like Boise State is kind of looking at this like it's still 2010. But if it's in writing, it's kind of on the conference, right? I mean, I guess what is the next step from there?
Well, the problem is, when this deal was signed in 2012, the only president that's still around from then is the Nevada president, I believe. So it's all new presidents that keep coming into the league at these schools, and they keep, every couple of years you have a couple new presidents, and they're kind of looking at the agreement, going, well, why would we agree to give them more money? Why do we agree to this? And it clearly says in writing that there's no end date. Any it said in this TV deal and any subsequent future TV deals that they would have, separate negotiation rights for their home games, and then it said that they would be able to a vote of the conference board of directors would not void this deal. And that's basically exactly what happened. They've tried to vote them out, and it clearly says that cannot happen. And then the other issue is, it also says in the contract that Boise State has to approve the new TV deal for it to go into effect, and Boise State voted no on the new TV deal. They were not crazy about leaving ESPN for Fox, and it clearly says in Boise State's deal that they're it has to be a majority, I believe, but Boise State has to be on the yes side, and they voted no. So they feel their constitutional, or I don't know if it's constitutional, but their rights of the contract are being violated by the fact that this deal was announced and ratified, even though Boise State did not approve of it.
So what's the ultimate hammer from the Boise State side? Where could they go? Where could they walk? Would they walk?
I think that the Mountain West is not going to let it get to that point. I think Craig Thompson probably had heard enough complaining from the other presidents that he tried to do this, and he's just going to tell the other presidents, see, I told you, it doesn't work. It's in writing. They're going to fight it. I think they'll come to some agreement. I don't think this reaches a lawsuit. I don't think it gets to a point, if Boise State could ultimately look at, the American Athletic Conference, they could, consider going independent. They could hope in 5 years the Pac-12 or Big 12 wants to expand. The most logical, I guess, from leaving the conference would probably be the American, but again, what do you do with the other sports teams? I don't think you want your volleyball team playing a conference road game on a Wednesday at Central Florida. So, I mean, there's a lot of issues there. I think ultimately this gets done where Boise State at minimum gets to keep their 1.8 and probably gets something else in terms of making the deal proportionate. Because, I mean, who would blame them? I mean, if they're saying we were getting 1.8 back at the previous deal when the share was worth 1.1, well, if the share is now worth 3.9, And the Fox president apparently told Craig Thompson, or Craig Thompson told Boise State, a big reason why this deal happened is because we wanted Boise State, and Boise State was a big part of this deal. Well, then Boise State feels that their bonus, because their games are now worth more, should be equal to that. So I don't think it's a lot of posturing in public. I think Boise State put this lawsuit together to kind of put the pressure on the league. But they put out a statement late last night, both sides, saying they're hoping to keep this out of litigation, and they're in discussions to find a resolution. So they can scare to sue. They can scare they're going to leave the conference, but I don't think the Mountain West wants that to happen. It's a horrible look for Craig Thompson. It's a horrible look for the league, but I think Boise State's going to get what they want, and the rest of the league's going to continue to be jealous of them.